vacancy of the county engineer. Today, it is with great pleasure that I am going to introduce Hans M. Medlars as the new Sussex County engineer. Hans is a licensed professional engineer who brings with him nearly 25 years of working in government and private consulting in Delaware, including as the longtime director of public works for Kent County government and as a former partner in the engineering firm Davis Bowen Friedel. As a top engineer for neighboring Kent County, he oversaw a department of nearly 90 employees that was responsible for, among other duties, public wastewater and solid waste collection. While with DBF, Hans served as an engineering consultant to over 15 municipalities in the state of Delaware. Hans is the immediate past president of the Delaware Association of Professional Engineers and is the current vice chair of the Delaware Water Infrastructure Advisory Council, which advises the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control Secretary on capital spending, wastewater, and water-related projects statewide. I want to welcome Hans to our team. I look forward to working with him and all of our members of the engineering department. Before I invite Hans up to introduce himself, I want to take one moment to recognize Joe Wright. Joe stepped in September and has served as the acting county engineer and has done a very, very terrific job in tremendous stressful situations. So thank you. Thank you, Joe, for stepping in, and I'm sure you're just as happy as I am to see this day come. Without further ado, I'd like to invite Hans up to the podium to introduce yourself to the Sussex County Council.
Aww,
congratulations.
Good morning, Council members. I'm very pleased to have the opportunity to serve two counties, and I think that is a great chance to further Sussex, my home county, to the same level of service we had in Kent. And take me a few years, and I'm sure it won't be overnight, but it will happen. And it's fantastic to follow right after my dear friend, the secretary, on a project which I think is well presented and well received by council. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of challenges, and I feel I'm very excited to take them on, and I can't wait to get started. It's great the administrator allows me to continue the various appointments I have. Tomorrow I have a wastewater infrastructure council meeting, and he said as long as I represent the Delaware Association of Counties, he has, and the president said the same thing. He said, no problem proceeding along these lines. So thank you again, and looking forward to my next few years in Sussex.
Well, thank you. Congratulations. We're looking forward to you getting started. And I'm sure Mr. Wright's looking forward to that.
As a matter of fact, he and I had the discussion. I would have not applied if he wanted it.
We tried to anoint him county engineer. Well, he was very sure to say that he was an acting county engineer. So understand where he is.
He's been an actor.
He's certainly going to be a great resource for you to work with.
But Ronald Reagan was an actor, and he did a good job.
So there you go.
He was a good engineer for an actor.
Thank you very much. We look forward to it.
Thank you, Mr. President.
All right. Next item of business is the County Administrator's Report for December 8, 2015, item number one. The Sussex County Council would like to thank the community for participating in the 32nd annual Caroling on the Circle last night. We had a very successful night with hundreds of carolers, and thus far have collected over 20,000 canned goods and non-perishable food items for our less fortunate neighbors. We want to remind everyone the county is continuing to collect items until the end of the year and will continue to distribute those goods to our local food pantries. We want to thank all of our volunteers, local businesses, and schools for helping to collect the food over the last month and for making this year's Caroling on the Circle a great success. Item two, a reminder, the Sussex County offices will close this Friday to allow employees to attend the annual Mildred King Luncheon. County offices will close from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Members of the public with business to conduct are asked to plan accordingly. County offices will reopen promptly at 1 p.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Gina Jennings, Finance Director. Pension review and update. George Colden, Residence Spring.
I'm more interested in pensions all the time.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of Council. The first item I do have is the pension review and update. Mr. Michael Schoen of Pierce Park Group is here to discuss the county's pension performance and the pension committee's recommendation on changing the investment policy statements to make them more consistent. In your packet were the draft minutes of the November 16th, 2015 pension committee meeting. the investment performance report as of September 30th, 2015, and a November 30th, 2015 performance update. In the memo in your packet, I provided you a brief summary of the 9/30 pension performance, and Mr. Schoen is now here to provide you a summary of the 11/30 update before going on to the IPS updates.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm glad I'm here in December and not in October, because what was lost in the third quarter was gained back in the fourth quarter. So timing is everything. So just a couple quick points, and what you see on the slide there is the pension fund, then we'll touch on the OPEB, and then onto the IPS. After the past 6 years of great performance, there's been a breather this year. Your fund is still positive. When I talk about year, it's from January 1st to end of November, okay? If you want to talk fiscal year, you're about flat from July 1st. But for the year to date, starting January 1st, the fund has gained 1.4%, which is a $1 million gain. Just so you know, over the past 6 years, you've gained $30 million in investment gains. So almost 40% of the assets in the plan are actually from investment gains, not from contributions. Okay, you've, for the year to date, and this is through the end of September, you rank in the top 30% in the nation. For the 3 years, you're in the top 19%, and for the past 5 years, in the top 25%. Noting that you're more conservatively invested than the average plan at a time when it actually paid to be more aggressive, that's even more heartwarming that you did so well in that kind of time period. Your plan is a little bit more designed to protect a little bit more in the down times, you know.
And whose recommendation is that coming from our point of view, or have you as a consultant, have you consulted for us to be that?
Consultant to the pension committee.
Mm-hmm. Right. And who's advising us be more conservative or less conservative? Would you say?
I'd say it's across the board.
Okay.
That I think that's the personality of Sussex County. It's what's always been. Finance director and previous finance directors and the county administrator has suggested you'd rather, if you have to give up some, you'd rather protect some in a down market.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And that's our core philosophy also. Okay. So I think it's, you know, it's we're on sync with that.
He's on that. He's working with you too. Dave Baker is working with you too, the pension committee.
He's on the pension committee. Yes.
I have lots of confidence in Dave.
Yes. Yeah. So as I say, very strong performance. And that's about it. I wouldn't recommend any changes to the pension fund right now. Actually, for this year to date, the rest, as you know, you have about 60% of the assets in the state pool. The other 40% you have invested in other areas to make it a little bit more conservative than the state pool. This year, the rest of your assets have done better than the state by a little bit. Other years, it's the other way around. So the combination has worked very well for you. So we would make no suggested changes.
Mr. President, could I ask my question?
Sure.
I just wanted to, maybe Ms. Jennings or yourself, but what is the percent now that we have that's funded?
So the pension fund is about 87% funded, and the OPEB fund is 72-73%.
And how does that compare to most other municipalities around the country or even in the state?
Very good. I went to a GFOA, which is a government funding organization, and there's thousands of governments, and we all stood, and when they talked about the percentage funded, everybody starts sitting down, and I was still left standing. So we are very good when you're compared to other, especially when it comes to OPEB. I don't know of any other municipality that has an OPEB funded as well as we are.
We're probably the top 2% in the country now. I don't know.
I would say that's easily in the top 2%. Yeah. You know, we consult to 25 different public funds, counties throughout Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, and belong to the national database. And to our knowledge, you are the best funded OPEB fund by a long shot.
So the next question, maybe it's not an easy answer, but why? Because why are we quote unquote good? Why are others so bad?
Well, I won't address the second part of that, but the first part is because you put money, you started investing. Yeah, you put money aside.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the other ones just did not make that. Most of them still aren't making a contribution to the OPEB liability. And for everybody's clarification, OPEB is post-retirement medical benefits.
Right.
Most of them, the majority still are not even putting any, most of them have no funding The ones that have started a couple years ago. You started long ago. You were so far ahead of everybody else in the nation. It's by a long shot.
Well, we were similar to other parts of the country where we weren't doing much, and I think Mr. Stickles started, you know, making major contributions, financial contributions. When I think I could be wrong, but it was when a lot of the transfer tax money was coming in, and we were doing very well. We directed a lot of it that direction, and because we knew we were in trouble, so we exceeded our wildest dreams, I think, with the way we've done it. And then the market helped and other things. But
and I think the previous council and the current council for sure has been very aware of our obligation to the pensioners or potential pensioners and making sure every year in the budget we put money in there and meet our obligation and or exceed in some cases, because we had put more money in once in a while when they're required to. But so we don't get with the thing where you reach them out that these governments are millions and billions of dollars in behind where they should be, and they have got these things covered and those things covered. And I think we're in very good shape for our employees, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, but Mr. Stickles and Mr. Baker recognized that years ago and got us on the right path, and the council was smart enough to agree with them.
So perhaps it's a fair statement that one could say that Sussex County is a shiny example of what other governments should be.
Is that all you wanted to lead us?
What do you say about that?
Well,
I would say top 2%, I think, is the answer.
I'd say that's a very fair comment.
All due, Mr. Arletz.
No, not I.
Well,
sometimes I think one should be appreciative of the history that we have here, seriously, and good judgment and good decisions and placing priorities where they should be placed.
Well, the other, if you notice when I mentioned that of the roughly $73 million in the pension fund, $30 million was from the investments over the last 6 years. Okay. On your OPEB fund, because you start putting money in there, it's going to lessen what your contributions are going to have to be in the future, because you're getting investment earnings off of that also. So not only are you well funded, but you're making earnings off of that.
Money.
Yeah, you're making money on the money, and that's, you know, as we all know, you save and you invest and, you know, put you in much better shape. So
very good.
Okay. And the OPEB fund. Actually, look at it. For the one year you're at 1%, actually the OPEB fund has actually outperformed the pension fund, which I think is the first year. If you recall, for a couple of years, it was lagging some, and you made some changes 2 years ago. And so the performance of that actually now has done better than the pension fund. Not by a lot. Both your funds are managed relatively closely the same. But it's nice to see that it's not only matched the pension, but actually exceeded by a little bit. So, and right now, no recommended changes on the OPEB fund. We may come back in January. There's a couple of the mutual funds that are, we've made mention to the investment committee that we're watching, because the performance has slipped a little bit, but no recommended changes at this moment in time. That may change, though.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You have a recommendation on some policy changes.
Yeah, so the next item is the investment policy update, which is the policy that you adopt and which we follow to make these investments. So our goal here is to make some of these changes to make the pension and the OPEB investment policy statements as similar as possible, update the investment guidelines and restrictions, make the investment policy statements easier to read, and remove some unnecessary or redundant language. And we have a summary here that Mr. Schoen's going to go over of these changes.
Okay. Well, you didn't really show me how to change this. Oh, there we go. Okay. So page 2, that's really what Gina just mentioned. Page 3, the reason why is originally wrote the investment policy statement for your pension fund in 2007 and then rewrote it last year. We wrote the OPEB fund in 2010. And over time, some language changes and the way assets are managed change a little bit. What we didn't do at the time was sync up the two. So that left some confusion, because the language in one, not dramatically different, but a little bit different between the two. And for the most part, both plans are managed just about the same. Not exactly, but just about the same. Also, from the investment manager's perspective, like Wilmington Trust, who manages your bonds, they were a little bit out of sync. So this was to true that up. Okay. Just a couple key things, and this, a lot of it was, some of it was content, some of it was just form. Like, I'll give you an example on the very first one. When we first wrote the OPEB fund, your actuarial assumed rate of return was 8%. So we put in there, that was a guide, that was a benchmark that you want to meet. Well, you've changed it to 7.5% as your benchmark, okay? So instead of changing the IPS to say 7.5, we've changed it to say to meet the actual assumed rate of return, so that if in the future you change, you know, up or down, you don't have to rewrite the investment policy statement to do that, okay? Evaluation, instead of over a 3-year time period, it's over a 5-year time period to get a little bit more of a full market cycle. And then there's some equity guidelines in there, some changes in there. The other change, I'd say the big somewhat substantive change is on the fixed income side. We've made a couple changes, and that's probably more reflective on page 6. On the pension did allow non-investment grade bonds up to 20%. The OPEB did not allow non-investment grade bonds. The reason why we did the pension that way is because in the state plan, they will buy some non-investment grade bonds in their portfolio. What we did is change and said, look, let the state do what they do. You know that's what you're buying into. But for your assets outside of that, no non-investment grade bonds. Okay? So that made the pension side of it a little bit more conservative. Okay? Also put a limit. You'll see the next line says BBB or BAA. That is still investment grade, but it's the lowest investment grade. Before, there was no limit on that. We've put a limit on that now. The reason is because in bad economic times, BAA bonds may drop down to BB bonds, okay, and then they're non-investment grade. So we wanted to put a cap on that. I can tell you, you're nowhere near that 35%, but it's better to have that in there as a proviso. And then just limits on federal agencies, it was limited to 50%. We've changed it to no limits, and so on and so forth. So unless... and I guess the last page, your pension on international equities is a bit nuancy, but your benchmark was the MSCI EAFE. That did not include emerging markets. OPEB was ACWI XUS, which does include emerging markets. We want to make those in sync. The standard years ago was EAFE. The standard nowadays is ACWI XUS, so we want to make the two of those consistent. And same thing with fixed income, so that Wilmington Trust had the same bogey or same benchmark on both portfolios because they're managing them the same. Okay. So that's it.
All right, I have a motion. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council adopt the investment policy statement changes to both the pension and the pension benefit plans as recommended by the Pension Committee and Pierce Park Group.
Make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
I'm going to vote yes, and congratulations, Mrs. Jennings, for a wonderful job. Thank you, too.
Okay, thank you.
Cole?
Thank you. And I'll vote yes.
Boy. yes, and again, thank you all for being responsible, making good decisions, and good recommendations to us. Roy, do appreciate you. Thank you.
I'll vote yes, motion carries. Thank you for all your help with the committee. And thank you, Gina and the committee, for all your hard work.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we're going to go from pension to dog control.
All right, moving on. The state of Delaware continues to plan on taking over dog control.